Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hi, and welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with a remotely recording Zach and Jess and Dana and Brett and Scott. That one's Jess McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno.
That one, that's Brett Morris.
And that one's Dana Wickens.
And that one's Scott Passarella.
And there's no one left. Hi.
And there's no one left. Hi, yes. Now,
all right.
Karate Bird is in her apartment.
Quarantining.
Quarantining.
Yes.
Oh, I think Karate Bird is right behind me on the shelf.
Oh, oh, that's right.
Ooh.
Nice. And male person Stacy is working to deliver everyone the mail that they need. So give them your, give them and everyone else who's also working right now, all of your love and support. So this is going to be a little bit different because here's the thing about doing music when you're not all in the same place. Go ahead and try it. Go ahead and try it with a friend and see what happens. Because it turns out that the internet is not immediate. And that slight delay makes it very hard to sing songs with your friends and family and loved ones if you need those things to be in time.
So we're, this is our real learning curve episode. We're just going to chat as Off Book and the Family Band. Sort of an Off Book Undercovers sort of episode. And then we're just going to take, Zach and I are basically going to take turns using tracks that are either tracks that Zach has made or tracks that Scott has made. We don't, they're just sort of open tracks and we're going to just sort of take turns making up songs.
Yes, we haven't listened to them. I haven't listened to the ones that I've made. I just sort of made them magically by throwing, I have listened to the ones I've made. And Jess is right to call this Undercovers. I think it would be best if you all sort of pictured all of us in a big Sesame Street style bed together, all with sort of nightcaps and long gowns, just sort of lying and staring at the ceiling. And we will accept fan art of that.
And we will, and we must. There's so much ridiculous content that I've consumed by just looking at my phone for too many hours a day. But I did see one that was like, the nightgown is coming back.
I mean, what? Truly, let's take a poll real quick. Or not even a poll. What are the sort of hip, staying at home all the time clothing tips y'all have got?
Ooh, soft pants.
Soft pants are a must.
Very soft pants.
I mean, I'm gonna double in on there and be like specifically soft, durable pants, like weird hiking pants or like stretchy jeans. Because then when you need to go out and actually be outside to like walk or just feel sane, you don't have to change your pants. And that is one more way to be lazy, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. I'm going to add even more to the soft pants thing. And this is very on brand for us. Mac Weldon's sweatpants,
Brett,
the Ace sweatpants.
No shit, I've got a pair.
Yes.
They're the absolute best.
Absolute best, and I even ordered like three different colors, so it feels like I'm changing my pants a lot.
Good work. I feel like that's the balance, is like, how do you just take one thing off your plate and say, hey, this is not the time to stress. But also, yeah, like, how do you make that time feel different by putting on different clothes? I'm doing a fun sub game with myself, which is rotating through all my hats.
Okay. what hats we got in the rotation right now?
Well, like, I'm giving every hat a day. And, you know, like,
and you have seven hats. You have more than seven hats.
I have so many hats. So I guess rotation is maybe not the right word. It's more like I'm visiting every hat.
Yeah. You're doing a hat tour.
Yeah, I'm doing a hat tour. So today I have on, well, not currently because I have double headphones, but and those are hard with hats. But until then, I was wearing my classic flat billed Dodgers cap.
Love it.
So, yeah, that's just a fun thing for me. That's a fun thing for me.
To cycle through hats.
To cycle through hats.
Jessica, would you like to do a song about either hats or soft pants? I'll call that a dealer's choice.
Yeah, I think that sounds great. Does anyone want to tell me what track I should pick, or should I just pick?
Do you want to do a song, or do you want to do a rap?
I'll do a rap.
Okay.
Anyone in the fan band can also, if you want to look at our list of song titles, you can...
I think you should use the chill piano beat.
Okay, great. I feel good about that. Okay, we're gonna play this and see how it works. Okay. Okay. And that freaking made me load it through the now terrible iTunes.
Yep, it will. I'm sorry.
So terrible. How do you even get to it now? Oh, God. This is, how did they let this get so bad?
I don't know.
It's bad.
Apple really took their finger off the ball.
Yeah.
And the game was ball finger.
Okay, guys. We ready?
Yeah.
We're ready.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. How's that volume for you?
Sounds great.
Okay, what if I gave it a little bit more?
Yeah, kick it up.
Is this okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I actually think, okay, what about this? Okay, this is very funny. I have two headphones on. What a fun time to be alive. Check it. What am I doing if I have a chance? You know I'm waking up early and I'm popping on those soft pants. They could be PJs or joggers or sweatpants. I don't know, let me take a look at a second glance. I like those PJs, but they're making me feel lazy. I gotta do something so I feel a little less crazy. But those jeans, oh, you know what I mean? That's just a little too much right now. I need a softer touch. Need a softer touch. I need a softer touch. We're all dealing with way too much, so I need a softer touch.
A softer touch.
Need a softer touch. I need a softer touch. We all dealing with way too much, you know, I need a softer touch.
A soft touch.
Gonna take this on this day on attack. I know I need a something else to zap my hats. I need a little zing. I need a little thing that can help me different each day I see. So I take this hat and I switch it to the back. Oh, yo, you know it's my blue snapback. Yo, Dodgers, I'm sorry about your opening day, but I'm wearing this hat cause it helps me say, we're dealing with way too much.
Way too much.
We need a softer touch. We need a softer touch. Cause we're dealing with way too much. We need a softer touch.
A soft touch.
We need a softer touch.
A soft touch.
If you haven't worn shoes in 5 days, say hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
If you're thinking about wearing pants in new ways, say hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
If you're wearing a t-shirt and then you sleep in that t-shirt and then live another day in that t-shirt, give me hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Way too much. We need a softer touch.
Soft touch.
We need a softer touch.
A soft touch.
Oh, we're dealing with way too much. Give yourself, embrace that soft. Faded myself out.
Whoa.
Incredible.
We're learning and living and thriving.
Learning and living and thriving.
That was fun. I feel alive.
It was fun for
that
me.
That was
too.
So good.
Okay, thank, you. Thank you so much.
Home studio issues. I now had a cat standoff at the door. Now there's a new cat in the room. The other cat is out of the room.
You had a cat still... standoff, meaning like a battle?
Yeah, like this one tried to keep the other one from leaving.
Now he's there's a new cat too. In the room. His name is Magellan. Okay, Zach, I think you missed my very good callback to...
There's a new cat in the room. His name is Jameson.
Oh, you didn't miss it. Good.
No, I sang it with you, but...
Oh.
But you can't hear when you're talking and someone else is talking at the same time, which is, again, one of the sort of fun intricacies of digitally recording music.
Yes. I have been having a fun time on Zoom in some, like, you know, we did a little Zoom birthday party for my mom yesterday. I played some Zoom Flip Cup. But there's a funny, like, what do you guys think is the best number of people in a Zoom? We were positing that we think like 2 to 3 is great, and then 4 to 7 is hard because it's still small that you feel like you could jump in. And then once you get to like 8 or 9 people, know I'm basically going to very rarely talk.
I think it depends on the activity.
Yeah.
I'll throw out a 3 with a couple is my ultimate. Like, there we go. Because you can handle it and those two people can negotiate their own shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I enjoy multiple people in one square. That's helpful and fun for me sometimes.
It depends on the type though, right? Because I think 6 and under is manageable. But if you got 6 alphas on a Zoom, what are you supposed to do with 6 alphas on a Zoom?
Zach, can you please sing the song 6 alphas on a Zoom?
Yeah, can we do a rap? I'm nervous about the things that Scott made in terms of structure.
I made them really bad and difficult.
Not because... So. No, I'm sure they're easy. I just want to start with a rap, if that...
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, what's this one called?
This is called 6 Alphas on a Zoom.
Great, and which rap track are we using?
I think I'd like you to maybe use Dark Beat. What do you think? Does that feel right?
Sure,
like that.
Sure.
Ooh, yeah.
Dark Beat.
Dark Fruit, ooh ha ha.
1, 2, 3, 4. This is that 4 alphas on a mic music. Let me adjust the volume a little bit. When you're recording at home on a Zoom and you're trying to figure out what's going on, yeah, you know that's okay. Gotta pay attention, personality types. The people that are loud aren't the people you like. You got so many in a little screen. You got so many cause of quarantine. What you supposed to do? You're freaking out. Everybody's starting to blink and shout. You can't hear the voices cause their voice is too loud. And now you know the one guy is proud. You got an alpha on the Zoom. 6 alphas on the Zoom. Everybody's shouting, making crazy room, because there are 6 alphas on the Zoom. Like, if they were meek, quiet men or girls and boys, then we could do it when everyone is waiting, giving turns slowly. But alphas, nah, no thank you. No thank you to the angry man who shouts very loud and he has no plan other than he wants to hear his own voice. Being loud, that's his only choice. Being loud and right all the time. Shouting loud, blow your mind with the facts that he thinks he knows. Does he really know him? Well, I suppose he's an alpha and he's on the mic. An alpha on the mic, and he's got 5 friends and they're all named Mike, because there are 6 alphas on the mic. Their name is Mike. They're on the mic. It's short for Michael and short for microphone. Both true when they're in their homes. They're all alone, but they're here with you to give a rap, to give opinions. Here they go. They don't have minions. They could, because they're alphas, so other people would be their minions. If they had other people with them, they would tell those people what to do. He would say, hey, Stu and Lou, go over there and play Tekken 2 on the machine, a stand-up machine, and he wants to show you it's his dream to own a Tekken machine in his very own home, and he's guiding the conversation, yo, to make sure everyone knows about that game. To make sure, even though it's lame, he's doing whatever the hell he likes, because he's one of the alphas on the mic. 6 alphas on the mic. 6 alphas on the mic. I think that we're supposed to be on Zoom, but now it's too late for that. Now it's 6 alphas on the mic. 6 alphas on the mic. They could be on Zoom or wherever you like, because there are 6 alphas on the mic. And I'll fade it out by myself.
You did it.
I did it.
I feel like now's the part where I want us all to say where we're at in Tiger King.
That feels good.
Oh, yeah.
I am 2 episodes into Tiger King.
I am 5 episodes into Tiger King.
Oh my gosh, good for you.
Thank you.
We are 7 episodes in.
Wait, really?
Whoa. Yes, I saw it out there. Unless we fell asleep and it kept playing.
Wait, there are only 7 episodes, yeah. Right? No, so we watched six.
We watched 6, so we are
You're 8 episodes I'm begging into you, Tiger King.
I'm begging you to go back and do it right. I'm begging you.
Okay. We are 6 episodes in.
Actually, I think I'm also 6 episodes in. Yeah, we only have 1 left.
Yeah.
Okay, well, how many people have lied to me so far? So far, it's Dana, Brett, and Jessica that have all lied to me about how much Tiger King. Hey, Scott, could you be a friend and tell me the truth about how far you are into Tiger King right now?
The truth is, Zach, I finished it 3 days ago. So I'm kind of just standing here waiting to talk about everything with you guys. What can you say? I will say nothing.
I mean, I'm only 2 episodes in, and the thing that I love about this show is every time you think someone is the straight man telling you about the other crazy person, you are 3 seconds away from them being also the craziest person you've ever seen.
Yes.
There is no reliable narrator. All of them are equally, like, way off course on something and clearly, like, motivated by something other. It's really amazing.
And it just keeps happening.
I find myself, like, fully agree. I'm like, this guy's very rational and really down to earth. Also, he has multiple wives and also a cult and also whatever. Spoilers. I just feel like my brain can't process like any of the information except for like some because it's so overwhelming. It's amazing.
It is weird when you find yourself kind of agreeing with one of these absolutely horrible people. Like the logic, like they live in such a strange network and community that they're all wrong somehow, so then they weirdly make sense about each other.
Yes.
It's
a broken clock.
I love
and
it. Yes.
You know, like occasionally they'll say something, you're like, oh, well, that makes sense. And then it'll be immediately undercut by a million things.
Do you guys find yourself yearning a little bit to be in that world?
100%.
Yes. Morgan turned to me and he was like, I don't know, and this is not supposed to be my reaction, but I do really want to hold a baby tiger now.
Of course. Yeah. Of course you do.
This
whole show exists because everyone wants to hold a baby tiger.
You either want to hold a baby tiger or you're lying and you're insecure.
Yes.
I feel like, Scott, did you give us anything that could fit or as a facsimile for modern country music?
Did you give us a song? Oh, I'm the Tiger King now.
Give me a...
It's okay if the answer is no. Anything that's like closest, because I feel
they
like
did that country song, right?
There's more, friend. Don't worry.
Boy.
I don't want to spoil, but I feel like, just trying to do a song in the style of Joe Exotic.
Oh my God.
Country
that'd be
superstar.
Amazing. A lament is the closest thing we have.
A lament?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Or epic song will also, I guess, work. Neither of them are fully country.
Okay. And I'm going to, for Zach and for listeners, I'm going to keep this as spoiler-free as possible. I'm going to try to just pull from things that you would have definitely seen just by, like, having your menu on Netflix open.
Just things about tigers and about kings.
Yeah.
Things about tigers and things about kings, but in the style of a Joe Exotic.
There you go.
Okay. And you said lament or epic song?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And so, listeners at home, the way Scott has done this, because he cannot... because he cannot react to us and sort of jam with us, he has given us a cycle through of the chord progression, a section of verse, a section of chorus, a section of verse, a section of bridge, and then a section of chorus.
Yes, and in my traditional style, I guarantee you the chords are not the same the whole song through.
Hell yeah.
Useful. Good.
It's good. It'll feel like home. Okay, here we go. Ooh.
Scott, this is beautiful.
Can be friends with, but then someone tries to break that bond. Why would you break that bond? Why would you break that bond? tiger next to me. A tiger next to me. I have a dominion, a kingdom of my own. But what is it worth without a tiger and my home? His stripes tell a story. My scars have mystery. Wow, guys, that was fun and hard. Wow.
That was great.
That was rad, Jess.
That was incredible.
Wow, that feels fun. This is a different kind of brain teaser puzzle, and it's really working the old dendrites, shaking the dust off.
Hey, great job, you. Great job, Scott. There was no delay like there were for the rap tracks with me for that one. I wonder.
Yeah, it sounded perfect.
So good.
I just recorded mine better, Zach.
I mean, honestly, possible.
I am sorry that I didn't do the 1, 2, 3, 4 that you asked me to do, Brett.
You didn't
That worked perfectly.
I wonder
that's
why.
That's legit. Like, that should be a song in the eventual Tiger King musical that will happen on Broadway when Broadway reopens.
Yes.
Zach, it might be that your audio is more complicated and the stream just takes a hair longer to process that much stuff.
No, I don't know. That's a good theory.
Yeah, Zach, you just had too much fire, bro.
You were too good?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone.
Yes.
Everyone, thank you.
Yes. Oh, now he's a little lamb.
Oh. You guys, what sound does the wooden frog make?
Ooh.
I like it.
I have a wooden frog, and this segment is called, What Sound Does the Wooden Frog Make? And the wooden frog makes this sound.
Ooh.
Wow. I like that segment.
It's a good segment.
This has been What Sound Does the Wooden Frog Make? We'll check in next week to see what sound the wooden frog makes then.
Oh, yeah.
it's important to keep traditions during these times, you guys.
You got to have something that sort of like attaches you to what day it is, what time it is.
Yes.
Yes.
Now I'm looking around my studio for
Yeah,
like
I was going to say, Brett, do you have a segment for us?
Clackers.
On within your hand. Yeah. There it is. What's this?
This is a pocket piano.
Okay, everyone has gone to get things. This segment is called Welcome to Brett Moore's What Sound Does the Pocket Piano Make? Welcome to What Sound Does the Pocket Piano Make?
Cool.
Now close the segment, Brett.
That was What Sound Does the Pocket Piano Make?
We'll check in next week to see what sound the pocket piano makes next week.
Yeah.
Dana, do you have a thing for us?
I found a ukulele behind me.
I'm sorry, Dana. What's the name of the segment?
What sound does a ukulele make?
Okay, interesting.
This is the hardest
one. This is going to be the toughest one. Okay, here we go.
Oh, okay.
And that's been What Sound Does the Ukulele Make?
very good.
Hey,
Jessica, do you have a segment to share with us?
I sure do. It's taking a little bit of Googling because, one second, I don't know. I want to see if I have a... Okay, here we go. Here we go. Does this have an actual name? Okay.
We can
okay,
Google,
got it.
We can
got
Google
it.
Things on this one. Guys, we can Google things if we don't know them.
This is a segment called What Sound Does the Kalimba Make?
Very interesting. I can't wait to hear what sound the kalimba makes.
Okay. This will be fun.
Wow.
Check in next week when we see what sound does a kalimba make.
That was good.
Wait, so what did you
Google? I love what sound it was called. Yeah, what
Googled,
did you type in to find?
I Googled African gourd thumb piano because I wanted to see if it had a traditional name.
A name.
Wow.
I can't wait to see what sound the kalimba makes next week. That was really... Scott, do you have a segment for us?
Of course. It's my weekly segment. What sound does this kazoo make when I put it in my mouth and hum?
Okay cool.
Yeah. Hang on.
Remember the time when Scott did this kazoo wrong?
When I just exhaled really heavily and got no sound out of it at all. Tune in next week.
Hey,
that was very good.
Can we? Sorry. Does everyone still have their instrument within you?
Yeah, can we jam right now?
Yeah, we're going to. I'm going to lay down a froggy beat on this wooden frog.
Okay.
Ready? Here we go.
I hope that is the most unlistenable thing ever to be put into podcast. I'm talking, you've heard the same sweaty rants over and over again, and yet somehow
we did it worse.
No, I bet that was great.
I can't wait to mix that.
Oh, that's good.
A fun twist of Zoom is that you can only hear one thing at a time, so there's truly no note.
I just heard Scott wailing on the kazoo.
I had no idea if you guys were playing or not. I was like, are they waiting? And then we were done. I'm like, I guess they weren't.
Did everyone really play? I truly can't tell.
I played, yeah.
We all,
Brett, this is going to be a fun sort of audio puzzle that you get to put together.
We're giving Brett so many fun puzzles.
Should we take a very quick break, like a fake break, and then do this?
Yeah.
Actually, would you guys be willing to humor an actual 2-minute break for me to check in on things real fast?
Yeah, this is a fake break, but it's real for Scott. This is a break brought to you by What Sound Does the Wooden Frog Make? We'll be back right after this.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back to Off Book the Improvised Musical, Social Distancing Edition, brought to you by What Sound Does the Wooden Frog Make? This is What Sound the Wooden Frog Makes. And we're back.
And I keep loving it. Welcome back. Yeah. Speaking of puzzles, they seem to be a big quarantine favorite activity. Anybody doing puzzles?
Ooh.
No, but I'd love to do a song where I do a puzzle.
Amazing. Oh, wow. Zach, yes. Please do a puzzle song.
Great.
Scott, are you ready for a song?
Which is the puzzle song? Yeah.
Okay, yeah great.
I believe it's Peppy Upbeat, Jazzy.
Peppy Upbeat.
Well, which is it? Yeah, that's great. Okay. Squares are messed up, they got squiggly bits on the end. I'm trying to put all these squares together. Which square is this square's friend? But the problem is they're all the same color. They're all just light blue. This is the very worst puzzle I have ever seen. How about you? Puzzle up just the a sky that's all one color, a puzzle of just the sky, a puzzle like no other. I've been staring at it for hours and hours, asking God a why. Would someone make a puzzle of just the sky? I could do a puzzle of fresh-driven snow, cause snow's got tiny rocks. I could do a puzzle of a debate team, cause I could see which is the one who talks. And I could do a puzzle of an inside of a volcano, cause lava's got bubbles and stuff. But a puzzle of a monochromatic sky is just too much. A puzzle of just one color, and the color is sky. Just blue pieces, the pieces of the sky. I'm banging my head against the wall for hours, asking God a lie. Would anyone make a puzzle of just the sky? Sudoku is a puzzle with numbers, friend. 1 through 9, and you can do it again. The New York Times is a puzzle as well. A word-based puzzle, it's not hard to tell. Some kinds of puzzles are puzzle relationship. You don't know someone is mad. Sometimes it is a difficult puzzle getting along with your dad, because your dad is just from a different time, a time gone by. But nothing's as hard as a puzzle of just the blue sky. Nothing's as hard as a puzzle of just the sky.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
That was awesome.
I feel like I can't not clap. It feels, I feel like compelled
feels
to
rude.
Clap.
It feels rude to not clap.
Very sweet yes. to clap.
I gotta clap.
Brett.
Hey, Scott, in the future, could you only do these songs in my range, please?
Yeah.
I'm kidding. That was great. Thank you so much.
Brett did give me, I'm realizing this now, because got me some gear to do this safely in my own harem. And he did give me a stand, which I chose not to put
brave,
together.
A brave move.
So,
hey, Brett, how much of the equipment did you lick with your mouth?
Oh, all of it. I took it on a tour kind of various grocery stores, too.
Gotcha.
Just to sort of collect the air of the city.
A little tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I actually like, as the engineer, I kind of like the host holding the mic because it forces them to speak right into the mic.
What are you saying about
you are more than welcome to use your stand.
What are you saying about the way that I did it just now? My mic's on a stand, Brett. What are you saying?
Well, then the problem is then we see you get up entirely and move cats around and stuff.
That's fair.
Which is part of host behavior when they don't have a mic right in there.
I couldn't do it.
Zach, yeah. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
What's the status of your cats since you've been in quarantine? Like, are they aware that you've been in the house? Like, more? Are they annoyed?
Yep. They don't like it. I think they're very confused that we're around all the time. Normally, we leave and they're like, well, this is our house for most of the day, most of the time.
Yeah.
Now our two roommates who feed us and take care of us are like here all the time, and it's weirding them out. They've gotten used to it now, but the first couple days they were like, what? They were just nuts all day when they would normally be asleep.
Yeah, I'll say, Zach, even my dog, who was like pretty grateful we were all home for the first few days, he was like, cool, togetherness. And now, like, you can feel him being like, wait, what is this? Like, we're going back to that at some point, right?
So. I think I need to do a song about pets being, I need to do this pet song now.
The pet perspective.
Okay.
Thank you.
Guys, everyone, I need you to be here for Jessica, who needs to do this pet song.
She needs to do it right now.
Well, I was like, should I state what I think the game is going to be? No, I should reveal it.
You should tell us, is this a song or just a rap?
I think it could be either, but you know me, I'm probably going to sing that hook. So if we go the beat route, give me something where
I don't remember which of the beats has a singable hook. So maybe you should do song.
Great.
Let's make Brett or Dana pick blind.
Okay. Love it. Ooh, great.
Picking blind. Okay. Hold on.
A good twist.
Is chip beat?
I was thinking about chip beat too.
You could sing the chip beat.
Great. You know how it is when you first fall in love and they're the only thing you're thinking of. But then as time goes by, you need your own space so you can miss them and like the return of their face. But if they're there all of the time, it starts to mess with your reason, it starts to mess with your rhyme. How can I long for you if you're always there? I wanna get deeper in my care. Get away from me, my owner. Why are you always here? Why are you always here? Get away from me, my owner. Why are you always here? Why are you always here? I used to like when I took my little naps and then I heard your keys go rat-a-tat-tat in the door and I'd open and I'd say, oh, I missed. But now it's like, is this? It's like every single day is the same, and it makes me go a little insane because I like that variety of you going and leaving. And now it's like, this can't be believing. Stay away from here, my owner. My owner, why are you always here? And as in clear. And you know, me and you, we got communication issues. I don't wanna get so sad that we need tissues. But you and me, we can't even talk. And I used to only hang with you when you gave me a walk. And now it's like I'm sitting you watch show after show. And it's like, I'll never know what changed. There's no way for you to explain. I'll never know why things aren't the same. Why are you here? It isn't clear. Why are you always here? Short stop.
Nice.
Love it. Love a short stop.
That was beautiful. That was a great
really
song.
Great work.
That's rad.
And a great
song. I wanted to sing with you so bad, but I couldn't because I was over here.
I know. And really, like, it wasn't fair because I feel like it wasn't fair. It just wasn't fair.
That was the true inner monologue of all of Zach's cats. And Scott's dog.
Yeah, and I was like, this is going to be like a fun, the thing that I'm thinking about, the fun game of this song is going to be like, it's like a romantic relationship, but then the reveal is that it's a pet. And I held that till the chorus. So that's why when I said I need to do the pet song, I didn't want to say too much. Gotcha. So there was some comedic surprise. Improv works.
This has been behind the improvised music with Jess McKenna. Jess, you did a song about pets and owners. Really great stuff.
Thank you so much.
What's sort of game of the song?
Yeah, and, thank you.
Basically, could you say exactly what you just said again within the framework of the bit that I've just created?
I'm so glad you asked. I'd love to say that same basic thing one more time.
One more time.
Here's what I did is I took a comedic premise of a cat or a dog being confused about a change in their relationship, but I saved the reveal that it was a cat or dog until the chorus. So I began the song and you could have thought that it was about a relationship that's falling out of its honeymoon phase. And then I mapped on a musical choice to do it in the style of a little whiny baby because I felt like that was funnier.
I mean, it is true that there is almost never a time when singing here is made better by going here.
Here.
It's nice.
We're just fully confident that saying here is really funny. Shout out to our friends, the Cooties, who have that in their very good song, Coffee Shop.
You guys got to, I mean, it's on Spotify. Go listen to Coffee Shop by the Cooties. It's truly so, it's a beautiful song. It's also extremely funny. And those are the two things I'll say about it.
Also, I want to shout out their other song that's very appropriate for right now, Stay Home. So, yeah, you should listen to those, the Cooties. They did an episode back with us a few months ago where we were at the music camp. They're great and sweet, funny boys.
Mm-hmm. Do we want to check in and see what sound the wooden frog is making now? Yeah, I know we said we were going to do it later in like the next episode. Hi, this segment is called What Sound Is the Wooden Frog Making Now? Are we checking to see what sound the wooden frog makes? Okay, it is still the same sound. So far, it's the same sound.
I feel relieved by that update. I was getting really worried.
Yeah, I think it's nice to have things that feel like they're consistent.
Okay. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Consistency.
Dana, I feel like you've been doing a lot of great cooking.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, my God. Thank you for noticing on Instagram.
You're so welcome.
And or TikTok, which is my really sad. I'm like a boomer on TikTok. We all are.
We're all.
But made some delicious gluten-free brownies.
Ooh.
Made some Parmesan breaded pork chops.
Dang.
Pork loin. What else? Pancakes.
Dana's thriving in quarantine.
I really am.
Some people truly are. Some people are kind of built for it. My brain is kind of built for it.
I love
for being in one place a long time. I don't know how long I will be built for it, but at this point I'm okay.
I'm scared that I like possibly unintentionally like the secreted this, you know, like I've been like thinking about like I wish I had more time to like, you know, go to bed earlier and I think we can safely say
that this global pandemic is not your fault, Dan.
Yeah, I want to go ahead and put that on the record, and I don't want you to carry that. I think this is officially not your fault.
Now okay. hold on though, what she was okay. about to say. Okay.
Brett,
were you about to say, because you were saying you've been thinking to yourself, "Oh, I want to go to bed earlier."
Yeah.
Did part of that thought process also say like, "Oh, I hope a global pandemic happens,
no.
so that I can go to bed early"?
No, I think that I was just hoping, very consciously hoping for more time to do things that were on like my mental checklist that I had not checked off, and then I've like since gotten into like a pretty good groove of like I really love like being able to like make lunch, and I guess I wasn't doing these things before because I was like in the office a lot and working a lot, and this has given me slightly more like wiggle room to do things that I've wanted to do.
Hey, that's great. No one needs to be ashamed about finding silver linings.
It's truly not a silver lining, and not a
yay, because obviously the circumstance is not ideal.
No one is accusing you of celebrating the pandemic so that you can make lunch at home, but the fact that you can make lunch at home now is a silver lining,
right? It's finding small positive things in the midst of panic and chaos
I think that's
stress.
Great.
Yes. Yeah.
I think that's great. What's the best recipe you've made?
I think
that pork loin.
That pork loin was so good. Yeah, and shout out to Standing's Butchery. If anybody is willing to leave if you live in the LA area and you eat meat, go to Standing's on Melrose, like just like La Brea and Melrose, a little bit past like little east on Melrose. They're so good. They have like the best meat, and that pork was wild. It was so good. But I'll post the recipe, guys.
Post it.
I made it up. I made it up myself.
Ooh, hell yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
I'm getting a little inventive in the kitchen.
I very badly want to find a local butcher. I think that is one of the coolest things in the world. Like,
yes.
it ranks it's with Milkman as a thing you don't think exists anymore until you find a butcher and you're like, oh, you actually know what you have and you're going to give me like a thing that you know about, as opposed to like, Mr. Vaughn's behind the counter.
Yes.
Which I think they make them all change their names when they get hired. But yes.
I wish you wouldn't talk about my friend Mr. Vaughn that way. But but I think that that's true. And I think the idea of really specialized, skilled like jobs is like a delight.
It's cool. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, I think that there are good butchers in grocery stores, but it's very sweet to think of going to a butchery.
Yeah.
He's got his own. He's got a butchery.
It's so good. And they really know like what they're doing and like where it's coming from. And it's like supporting local small business. But no, they're great. They're so, so, so good. And like they and like you get like little good updates. Like today, like it was kind of cleaned out, even though it was in the like the morning.
So this is a place that you can like walk to.
Actually,
or this is a place you can quickly get in, get out.
Yes,
it's very small.
And they're very strict about only 4 people inside the store. And really, I've never seen more than like 2 people. So it's a rule that doesn't even need to be enforced because it's pretty small anyway. But they're great. And then they were like, we're getting more in on Wednesday. Come back for more pork loin. And I was like, yes, I got really pumped. So good.
Hell yeah.
I think this whole situation is making all of us like forced into branching out on some interesting things. Like I went to my local Ralph's and there was no ramen at all, except for in the Asian aisle, the super duper fancy ramen, which I'd never tried before. And oh man, it's worth the $2. Like it's amazing.
Yes.
But I feel like I've eaten
nothing
this week.
Is it the one that comes
week,
in its own
like,
bowl?
No, it's like, it looks like normal top ramen, but it's round shaped and the noodles just look like they're a little bit more substantial. It's called, I think, Maruchan Gold. So
Gold.
Gold. Highly recommend it.
Gold label.
Also, it's probably the only thing you'll find at your grocery store if you're out of ramen everywhere else. So
that is the funniest branch out that you's just, yes. You're like, I went to a different instant ramen.
You guys, my mind is blown. The world is changing so much. Look, I have a baby. Nothing is exciting anymore. I have to like just grab onto the little things that I have, like new ramen.
Yes.
Because otherwise, it's...
Her not wonder and development and experiencing of the world. She just turned one.
You know, that's fine too, but no, yeah. She did. She just turned one too. She's like walking around a bunch. She's babbling. We can't tell if she's dropping swear words or not, which is kind of an exciting phase to be at. So we don't know if they're just random noises or like, yeah, so we've been trying to be
better. I would like
that.
To do a song about ramen, please, now.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Yeah, I was about to pimp you into doing a song called I'm a fucking baby, but I want you to get
we
your heart's desire.
Whatever.
No, also
good.
I feel like that goes against what I was saying earlier about not revealing the premise of the song in the pimp. So I think a ramen song is great.
Okay.
Ramen song.
Brett, do you want to decide?
Sure.
Pick that.
Let's see.
Ramen song.
ramen song. Upbeat love friendship song.
Is this going to be the same as the last upbeat song I did, Scott?
No. That one was peppy and upbeat. This is upbeat.
This is an upbeat friendship song.
Upbeat friendship. It's completely different.
What a beautiful title.
I'm hoping the euphoria of the personal growth, you know, comes through.
Oh, yeah.
With the...
Yeah. This feels very like the upbeat peppy song. Jessica singing all these like ballads, and I'm like, do 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 do.
All right, dude.
You know what? I'm gonna choose soulful love song. No. Zach, pick soulful love song, please.
Yeah,
that feels right. Ooh,
bowlful love.
Oh. Go in the supermarket. An aisle that I know well. I'm going to the ramen section. You can go in and you can tell by the way that I'm walking to the ramen section to buy a packet of 5 for just $1. But Saints Alive, they don't have the ramen I want, and also they won't give it to me. What a conundrum. Because I am a baby, I'm just a baby. I don't have money and I'm toddling. I'm just a fucking baby who wants some ramen. I leave the ramen store, the supermarket, they say. I'm going to a Japanese restaurant that makes ramen every day. They say, you gotta have a shoe and shirt to be in here, and that's fine, cause I lost one of my shoes, but I got the other one, so the ramen will be mine. But they say, you can't have this ramen because you don't have currency. Even though you want the ramen, you're a fucking baby. And we do not serve babies that wandered in all alone. Even if they're stalling, we can't give a baby this ramen. And also, aren't you supposed to be eating soft foods? And wouldn't noodles make you choke? That's a good joke. I'm a baby who wants ramen. Who will make it for me? Yes, sir. Maybe you could order some ramen and put it into a personal blender and blend up the ramen and feed it to me with a spoon. Oh, maybe you could feed ramen to me, but I'm just a fucking baby. Ooh, a baby who wants ramen. Bye.
He did it. They said he couldn't. It couldn't be done.
They said don't do it. Wow. And then I did it. They said please stop.
That was amazing.
Thank you for letting me right here.
Thank you. Here. That's the word I was looking for.
Here.
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 Thank you for letting me call an audible on the choice of music, y'all.
Oh, Zach.
I think you were correct.
It's time. It's time to just give ourselves big hugs and lots of forgiveness and grace.
I think people have also heard our show enough times where they are aware that we fuck up. Like, it has happened before where we will have
How dare you, Scott?
Oh. No, the secret's out. The secret's out. Look, I can't maintain this lie any longer.
How dare you?
If there are no words, how can you mess it up? Yeah. I mean, I guess there's ways. You cannot know when the key changes, or... You
cannot hear the downbeat.
You can,
and then you go like, wait, can we do that again? Because I
can't. Guys, can you save all your notes for me, like, till later? Not during this.
You started this!
Okay, here's a new segment. It's called Notes for Scott.
Oh, yeah,
everyone is allowed to give notes to Scott here. Here's the catch. They can't be real.
Okay.
Because we all love and support each other. So these notes for Scott have to be not real.
Okay. Here's my note for Scott.
Okay.
Wait, sorry. Hold on. This is Notes for Scott, brought to you by What Sound Does the Wooden Frog Make? A wooden frog joint.
This is a note for Scott. Dear Scott, I really liked fourth period with you. I hope that we have more classes together next year.
What a comedic turn.
KIT, Jess.
Thank you. Thank you. Take that to heart.
And that was a note for Scott. Brett, do you have a note for Scott?
Yeah, my note for Scott is to please stop being so helpful around the studio and plugging his own keyboard in. I'm worried he's going to take my job, that my boss will see him plugging the keyboard in and wonder what the hell I'm doing all day.
That?
Yeah.
That was a note for Scott.
I hear your note. Thank you.
Dana, do you have a note for Scott?
Yeah, I have a note for Scott. This is my note for Scott. That's my note for Scott.
That was
it's harsh but fair. Thank you, Dana.
I don't know what note that was.
Really good.
But it was a note.
I'm getting sort of notes of oak from Scott.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really tasting the barrel with Scott with a sort of fruity finish. It's a palpable Scott. And this has been Notes for Scott, a Wooden Frog production. A What Sound Does the Wooden Frog Make production.
Thank you all.
I really feel like that was good. That's going to lead to a lot of growth.
I've learned and grown already. I feel so much bigger as a person and a spirit.
I think that's really beautiful.
That's nice. That's nice that we could do that for you.
I feel like maybe we should get into a song like Scott says a word, Dana says a character or another word.
Yeah.
Someone, I love that.
You want to try it on a long wrap, and then Brett, you may have to like bump stuff a little bit, but we'll always say like 5, 6, 7, 8 before we wrap, and then we can both do it on the same track, or is that too crazy?
That sounds doable. I'm still not even sure what the concept is, but I say,
yeah, Jessica, what's the concept?
I was just saying that we could sort of a little bit more blindly fall into a song. Like a more just, like if Dana said orange and Brett said the feeling of sand and Scott was like, mystery. And you were like, I'm picking the track. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to synthesize that into a song.
Wow.
Wow. I love it.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
I was thinking I would do one and then you could do one.
Let's do that. I love that.
The band is just going to give me like a word or short phrase of inspiration. Zach is going to pick a track and I'm going to attempt to synthesize those ideas. Okay.
Okay. Having a single tooth.
Fettuccine Alfredo.
Great.
And like cool confidence.
Love it.
The song is upbeat Latin-esque. Because it's the closest to Italian I could think. And I feel like I want...
Yeah. Okay, I have...
So wait, the elements are...
The elements are having a single tooth, fettuccine Alfredo, cool confidence. And here is upbeat Latin-esque.
You know me, I love to eat spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Slurpsy. But if I don't have a spaghetti, you know I'll go for a thicker noodle. Ooh, give me oodles of fettuccine. And no, I don't care that I only have one tooth. What are you looking at me for? Why are you looking at me for? And no, to give me some penne arrabbiata. And oh yes, oh me, I would like some rigatoni. But if I had to have one, that's that creamy sauce. So what a boss. But why are you looking at me like a fool? I have one single tooth. I have one single tooth. Slurpy the creamy pasta through and past my single tooth. Ha! I get it in my mouth so much faster. Oh no, I wouldn't want for me to eat that fettuccine with a full thing of teeth. Oh no, that's not for me. So
that felt the most wild.
Welcome to MySpace.
I never get to see Jessica sing straight on, and it's really fun to watch a little tiny sideways Latin bob in her body, just very, very slight.
Yeah. I'm going to call it an Italian bob for this one.
Shoulder. A Latin-based language. Romantic language. All right. Well, this has been a true joy. I feel like a very successful experiment. We've learned a lot. including the sound that a wooden frog makes. Zach, I think you should close us out with one final song.
Great. I guess we'll do the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
The three of you will do the thing and you pick the song or beat.
Great. Go ahead, Scott. Give us a word or phrase.
Oh, Desperate Mother.
Great.
Good.
Drowsy from NyQuil.
Okay.
So far, these are really yes-anding each other.
Yeah.
Okay. Too many crafts. Crafts.
Okay, great. And I'm going to go with Ghost's beat.
Okay. We have Desperate Mother, Too Many Crafts.
Drowsy from NyQuil.
Drowsy from NyQuil.
With Ghost's beat.
Okay. Whew. Now that's a spicy meatball, guys. Here we go. Oh no.
I'm so scared.
Just a mom, every day, coming home to my kids. What are my kids gonna say? Will they be loud? Will they be mean? Will they be worse than I've ever seen? But they are here, I show them love. But all I wanna do is go to sleep and knit and nap for a while, because I can't, because of my unruly child. I wanna sleep and knit and nap for a while, but I cannot, because of this unruly child. I'm just sipping on this NyQuil, trying to get myself to sleep. All the children in my house making noises, not a peep. It is loud, it is games, it is playing on the drums. And I bought them all these instruments, so I guess I'm the one who's dumb. But now I'm sitting in my craft corner that I got. I have a lot of yarn, but it's all tied in a knot. And I got finger pains, and I love to crochet, but it's not gonna happen, or we not today. I wanna sleep. I'm just a tired mom trying to get me some sleep. I got these kids and they are all screaming at me, because it's dinner time and they want mac and cheese. I'm trying to sleep. Okay, Susan, I need you to calm the hell down. And Anthony, I know that your dad's not around. And Kevin, I'm sorry, but the pizza's not done. And Billy, no, I will not buy you a gun. And yes, I know you're 18, and you can legally drive, and could buy yourself a gun. But saints alive, I don't need children shooting guns to keep me awake. And I just took too much NyQuil, I have made a mistake. I'm falling asleep, trying to talk, but I'm drowsy as hell. I'm trying to tell the kids stuff, but it's not going well, because I'm slipping to sleep, and I'm feeling so tired, and I'm feeling the peep. Oh, I'm going to sleep. I'm going to sleep now. Kids, I can't hear you. I don't know how you're gonna grow up with a mom who's asleep, but I feel that you can do it. But you gotta know, I'm trying to sleep. I'm just a time mom on that NyQuil trying to sleep. You're being much too loud, you're making noise at me. Playing the kazoo at a place that's too close to me. 3 feet, I'm just a mom who's trying to sleep.
Hello, shout out.
Yeah.
That mom's just trying to sleep. Please, kids, let her sleep. Keep it down a little. She's just trying to sleep. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We hope you are staying safe, staying well, and we love you so much. And this has been Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast. That presented, one is presented by, I'm so sorry.
No, you're doing it right. I jumped the gun.
Presented by...
What sound does a wooden frog make? A wooden frog production.
I'm so sorry. That one's Zach Reno.
That one's just McKenna. That one's Brett Morris.
That one's Dana Wickens.
That one's Scott Pazzarella.
Scott, you wanna say another one? Anyone?
That one's Karate Bird.
Hell yeah. And that one is you.
And as we say at the end of every episode, if you're going for a wooden jog,
you better go and ride your hawk.
Scott, no!
Scott, she said we should all do them!
Scott, no!
I can't go outside. I
can't walk you up to what I want you to say anymore, but I'm going to try it again. No one talk but Scott. And then everyone else can say it. If you're going for a wooden jog.
Hey, Zach, what's the sound of a wooden frog?
There we go.
Bye.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.